When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Batavia, Illinois. I am coming December 1st and 2nd, Friday night and Saturday night to the Comedy Vault in Batavia. It's time for you guys to get tickets so I'm not standing there by myself. December 6th, Wednesday night, coming back to Cleveland. Love it. Hilarities. Come down. Alex is going to be there. And then we move on to the 7th. We're in Buffalo. Helium in Buffalo. December in Buffalo. Who doesn't love December in Buffalo? We will be there at Helium in Buffalo. Get tickets to that. Governors in Levittown, Long Island. My people coming back on Saturday night, the 9th of December, to Governors in Levittown. And then there's only 5 tickets left to the Stadium Theater in Rhode Island. 5 tickets left. That is Sunday night, December 10th. And that wraps up my year of stand-up comedy. And on to 2024. So come out. These shows are going to be great. Frangiola.fun has all your ticket links. Or you can go to any of the websites of the clubs that I mentioned. And now, a brand new Cover to Cover. We're going to let it get to the chorus in a second, and it'll make sense why we started with Alanis Morissette on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Thank you, India, I love Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Cover to Cover listeners, thank you. And India, of course. So forget that. And Cover to Cover listeners. And Cover to Cover listeners in India, yeah. If there's any of them.
Gonna be a handful.
Doubly thank them.
Yeah.
Thank you to all the people who came to my shows in North Carolina. That was great. Had a great time down there. Thank you to the people who are coming to my shows in Comedy Vault in Batavia, Illinois, December 1st and 2nd, Cleveland. I'm going to go into plugs right away.
Plug it up.
Cleveland, Buffalo, Long Island, Rhode Island. That's it. Frangiola.fun has everything. We'll get to 2024. After that, we'll start promoting the shit out of 2024. There's plenty to promote, but that's what we're going to. That's what we're thankful for, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's like getting thankful for 2024 yet, Alex. I'm not there. My throat's a little shot, if you haven't noticed. You know, I'm getting over shit. I get, you know, you people coughing on me, airplanes, everything else. It gets, but I never stop before John, you mm-hmm. know. Thank you, Alanis Morissette. She's a Gap model. This Christmas, I've seen, ooh. I saw happened to be in a mall yesterday, and I saw a big poster in front of the Gap, and it's her and her family. You know how they do like celebrity mm-hmm. Gap ads during the holidays? Alanis is one of them, her and her husband and the kids. They're all in their Gap scarves or whatever.
Yeah.
That's probably for like a charity or something. And I'm going to give this money to poor people. You know, mm-hmm. they can't just get the money and keep it for their rich, nice, affluent lifestyles. They got to give it away.
Yeah.
So we are thankful for you guys. And this is Thanksgiving Tuesday, the week of Thanksgiving Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, we're taping it on a Monday, but we're, you know, Alex has got to go. He's got to get to his family events out there in Vegas. I'm thankful for all of you and Alex. I'm thankful for Alex, best in the business, the best in the business at doing what he does, at producing a podcast, pressing buttons. Go ahead and press one of your fun buttons.
Oh, okay.
There you go. There's nobody better. Right away, he's on it. One more. Just show people what you do here.
One more.
This is what he does. Thank you. Wow. That sounded like about as many people as I had buy tickets at Rochester. That sounded like a Rochester show. 9 people in the crowd. That really sounds like a Rochester show.
No more.
Speaking of Vegas, I would like to talk for a second on this about a thing called F1 racing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys have been reading much about it as I have. Like I said, sometimes if you Google certain things, they know what you're at, and they bombard you with these stories.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I'm getting more of it than maybe you are, but I feel like I'm getting so much F1 Las Vegas news that I feel like I have to talk about it, and it is somewhat celebrity. There's a celebrity aspect to the story.
Mm-hmm.
So here goes. Vegas, Alex Khan's hometown, did a thing, F1 racing. Now, I'll admit to you, I know nothing about auto racing at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know NASCAR from F1, from everything else. I just don't know. I mean, I think the cars are different.
The tracks are different.
Yeah. So excuse my ignorance on automobile racing. It's not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about it, but F1 seems to me to be a European thing.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be a very aristocratic European thing that people love to go to if you're in Monte Carlo or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're trying to bring it to America. Am I wrong about this, Alex? Is that kind of what's happening
here?
It's
already in America. They're bringing, I think Texas has a big one every year. There's a lot of Formula One in America, but it's new.
So that's
Vegas.
What it stands for, Formula
One. One, yeah.
Okay, so, and they're trying to make it a bigger deal here in America, like with soccer and the other things that we got to make it take off. So what they did was, they pretty much shut down Vegas for months to set up this track. Now, what I'd gathered from what I was reading is the streets have to be impeccable for F1 racing.
Mm-hmm.
They can't even be any type of... They had to cancel the first race because a little thing came out of the road, like a little tiny, not even a pothole, just like a little nick in the road, and they had to cancel it because I guess you're going 200 miles an hour. You can't have any problems on the street.
Yeah.
And they're going through like regular residential streets. They probably swung past Alex's mom's house.
Yeah.
Drove right past Alex's mom's house. So, and it seems to me that tickets were, ridiculously priced, thousands of dollars to go to this F1 race. And I was reading, depending upon what you were reading from, it was either a complete bust, according to some reports that I was reading.
Yeah.
Or it was great. Who knows? But they invited every celebrity in the world went to Vegas for that weekend. I would imagine it was all on free.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're Kylie Jenner or Paris, we happened to watch before we came to air, Alex and I watched Paris Hilton walk into... She was DJing something.
An after party.
And you got to get Paris Hilton to come DJ, especially what they got to pay her, $100,000 to come. And she's got a full on, like, sequins outfit.
Looks
like Formula One racer. And she comes walking into this thing where she's supposed to be DJing. And it's supposed to be a big entrance.
Mm-hmm.
They're filming it because it's like, hi, everybody. It's Paris. And there's nobody there. Whether she walked in early, I don't know, to set up, but. It is kind of a funny video. She walks in and goes, hi, everyone, and there's nobody there. Whether that's indicative of the attendance of F1 in Vegas or just people came later, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, she got up and spun some records or whatever the fuck she does. And so there was that. Then I see a ton of other people of all, athletes, movie stars, podcast people, all kinds of people were all there going to every party, parties everywhere.
Parties.
And then I see some of my friends are actually there, people I follow on Instagram and stuff. And now I please forgive my ignorance on this sport.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like they're sitting in some sort of grandstand watching the car whiz by. And then that's it.
That's what you get.
But I know there's more to it than that. So you watch it whiz by once, and it, from what I know, it's not a round track like an Indy 500.
No.
So you only see it once. Am I wrong in saying this?
I think you're not entirely wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I have a great seat,
every race is different, but you're,
if I have a great seat, say in front of the Luxor or whatever, because I know they like took out the volcano and all the dumb shit that people love in Vegas, you know, like the fountains, the Bellagio, all this stuff was taken out to like put in seating to watch the race.
Yeah.
Which must have cost billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. How they did this is beyond me, but they did it. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, we've all been to Vegas. Everyone knows Vegas. There's these, you can walk over these pedestrian bridges that cross over the street to get from one casino to the other. And what they had done is they put all this stuff up on these pedestrian bridges so you can't see the race, because they didn't want people who didn't have a ticket to be able to see the race.
So the, okay.
So like if you were walking over the pedestrian bridge and you're from circus to Jimmy fuck fucks, you know, they didn't want you to be able to look at the race if you hadn't paid. So they roped everything off with like paper or whatever the fuck. I don't even know what it was.
Yeah.
But people like tearing through it and just watching the cars. I mean, how can you police that? Like people just, they have eyes.
If anyone, half of the hotel rooms on the strip are looking
right,
at it.
Yeah.
You know?
So I mean, the whole thing just seemed a little weird, but I don't know anything about this. I'm sure there's savvier business minds than me out there. This worked out for them. I mean, Vegas doesn't seem to be hurting right now as far as like, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And you keep hearing these things like, they're now gambling's legal everywhere. It's going to ruin Vegas. Doesn't seem to be ruining Vegas.
And they're like, really? We got a sphere.
I know.
Come
it's
see
just
the
like
sphere.
Everything. It's just like keeps. So I don't know. Was it successful or was it? Because it's over now, right? The guy won. They talked about the guy who won. And I guess he was predicted to win. He's the Tom Brady of Formula One, as far as I was reading. Yeah.
Verstappen?
Yeah, sure.
One of them,
but then he was unhappy with it. He was like, they didn't do it right.
Yeah.
You know, he voiced his disapproval, I guess, of the way things were run in Vegas.
Yeah.
So there you go. It was a big celebrity event. I mean, everybody was there.
Did you hear who started it off?
Who?
Justin Bieber waved the checkered flag.
See,
so
these are like, they had A-list big time people there. Justin Bieber, and he was with Hailey Bieber.
Yeah,
he did the flag. Yeah. Okay, so there you go. I mean,
but what I'd read is, as an event, it was a shit show, but the actual race was a good one.
It
was supposed to, like, a lot of people are saying, like, you know, when you're a sports fan,
some games
are like, that was a good game. Yes. For whatever reason, a lot of people are saying, the final race, good race.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. I mean, at least you can, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I wasn't invited to any of this stuff. One day, I would like to be invited to like these really high-profile celebrity events. You know, I don't get invited to these things, but I'm out of the business. You know, I mean, this is what I'm doing now. But anyway, how do you feel now? You're going to Vegas like tomorrow, so you're not going to get any of this F1 craziness.
Nah.
I mean, it's over now.
I mean,
right?
Paris Hilton's already gone. What's left for me?
Paris
to
Hilton's
do?
Gone.
You know,
and it must take everything down. And then they build up, you know, I guess they're bringing everything back, right?
Yeah.
The fountains at the Bellagio are not gone forever.
No.
They're all coming back.
Everything's coming
back. Just turn
back.
The water back on and it fills it right back up. Everybody has a good time. All right, everybody. I love it.
They close the strip about 3 to 4 times a year for different things. Okay. So it's not completely unheard of. It is a huge pain in the ass, but I doubt they will do another one. I doubt
well,
they'll
who knows?
Go through all
I mean,
of it again.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah. So, and then, of course, they get the Thanksgiving Day parade, which we've discussed here on the podcast. I'm excited for it. They are bringing out the heavyweights for this one. Seeing a lot of Cher, of course, will be there, and some other people.
New holiday hit.
A new holiday hit. She's a new holiday hit, Cher. So that's exciting for anybody who cares about that dumb shit. I know more about Cher and her holiday hit than Formula One. I'm not proud of it. Not proud of it. But anyway, that's what I got. And that's what we're thankful for. You know what else we're thankful for, Alex? You ready for this, everybody?
Ooh.
We got it. I know many of you did. You sent me pictures. The Vermont Country Store. Whoa, Jesus Christ, you scared the shit out of me. Oh, my God. I really thought we had a problem here at the house. Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Jesus. This is,
I was not my that intention. Was,
we are excited. Do the applause. All right? Okay, well, hold on one more time. Let me do it. Ladies and gentlemen, we got it. Maybe some of you did as well. The Vermont Country Store catalog. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. This is from the Christmas one. It's volume 77, number 24. It's been going on since 1946. You know the deal. They give you free shipping if you purchase items over $65. Mm-hmm. It's free shipping. And here you go. The Ortons are Gardner, Cabot, Elliott, and Lyman.
Yep.
That's the Orton family. They run the show. They are the people who run the Vermont Country Store. Somebody sent me a little clip of what is her name? Busy Phillips.
Okay.
What is she, an actress? Some sort of loudmouth. She used to have a show on E! For a minute. She was screaming and yelling on E! For a couple of months.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's got a podcast now, like everybody in the God's creation has a podcast. And Busy Phillips has one. And somebody wrote me the other day, Busy Phillips is talking about the Vermont Country Store. Ooh. So yeah, I bet they are, you know? But just let everyone know, for those of you running over the Busy Phillips podcast, we were doing it a long time ago, okay? Mm-hmm. So we were the first to read through the catalog, and I believe nobody does it quite as well as we do.
No.
When we got nothing else to talk about, we will. Here it comes, everybody. Mm-hmm. Fruitcake it is. Celebrate the flavors of Christmas. Christmas, more than any other time of year, we celebrate our traditions. And so anyway, they write a whole big, Dizzy Ortons write a whole thing that welcomes you to their...
Get you in the mood for the holidays.
First page, right off the bat. First page, the gifts at the top of their list. Who they are, I don't know. But let me tell you something about fruitcake. I don't even really know if I've ever actually sat down and eaten a fruitcake. Mm-hmm. We all know the jokes. Everybody's got the fruitcake jokes, you know? They've been around forever. It is an oft-used premise in the world of gift-giving. But somebody seems to like fruitcake because it's been around
since...
They're
still making them. Yeah,
it's still going. Gene Frangiola loves a fruitcake. Loves it. I believe people of that era. My father's 82, 83, loves a fruitcake. So maybe it's those type of people. The fruitcake lovers, like my father, are spirited old English fruitcake drenched in bourbon, rum, and brandy. Wow. So the kids can't have this.
No.
Can't give it a kiss. Plus it's loaded with raisins. Now, let me just read a couple of things, a couple of problems I have right off the bat. Raisins, pineapples, glace, cherries. Okay.
Yeah, glace cherries.
Sure, thanks, Alex. Yeah, like he knows. He loves those. walnuts and pecans. It's 2 pounds. It's a triple liquor fruitcake. Comes in a fancy holiday tin. That's on the first page.
Yeah.
That's tempting you with that. What do you think that goes for? What do you think that big giant how many liquors? 3 liquors, triple liquors, and all those other things. It's got raisins, pineapple. It's got glace cherries.
It's a triple liquor fruitcake?
Yeah, what would you say? And made in the USA.
Made in the US of A. Yeah, uh-huh. Ooh, that's going to raise the price. I'm going to say $59. Is it a big cake or a small cake?
It says approximately. It's a 2 pound cake.
Oh,
2 pounds.
$60.
$60. $45. Okay. It says it's 21 servings. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a little small piece you get.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't feel like it's a lot. For the kids, if you have kids who don't, it's a classic for the kid, a classic top that makes train sounds and spins. It's endless fun. It's the thing. That I had when I was a child.
Mm-hmm. Like a spinning top?
Like just a spinning top. Like, back when there was nothing for kids to do when I was 4. This is not the day and age we live in now. You sat there with a top and you just spun it. And that was it. You just looked at it. There was no iPads. There was no nothing. You just spun a top. And they're still selling the same old piece of shit over at the Vermont Country Store. Couple of AA batteries in it, which we never had. Mm-hmm. Never had the batteries for anything. We had 4 batteries in the house that we just moved from toy to toy. Take it out of that one, put it in that one. And we just wore them out until they were just, you know, a couple old Rayovacs.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ever-readies. Ever. Are they still in the game?
Yeah.
What do you think that goes for? That goes for $47.95, Alex.
A top?
Yeah, I know. That's a lot, right?
It feels
yeah,
like a...
But this one's got... It's a little train goes around inside it. But it's the same shit top. You see it every dirty... You know, you go to remember you used to go to the, a pediatrician. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Kid doctor. You know, a pediatrician. Got a big jug of, you know, like a big case of toys. Toy chest. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, chest.
A big old toy chest. You just dig around in there, dirty, germ-filled toys.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always one of these at the bottom of it. And a Highlights magazine. Donna Reddy. Everybody circled all the shit. They found the eyeglasses in the tree. By the time I got there, with my ear infection, everything was circled. So there you go. That's fun stuff. You know who likes got a tartan authentic Irish sweater?
Ooh.
And a tartan skirt. Those are nice. That's festive. It's a festive addition to your holiday wardrobe. You know who likes it? Sally from New York.
Oh, what Sally did she from say New York.
Oh, she has worn this tartan skirt several times. And it's good for many occasions, from casual to dressy. It's beautifully tailored with a simple style, and it fits very well. And according to Sally from New York, it's washable. That's the best part about it. It's just take it off after, you know, after a night of out there with a whoever. I don't know what Sally's doing. Dancing, you know, making. I would imagine probably not doing much dancing if she's wearing a tartan skirt from the Vermont Country Store. I don't think she's. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's getting like a cum stains. No. Off that. Oh my God!
She's not twerking.
I just
anywhere.
Ruined the whole. I just ruined the whole damn podcast. Been ruined because I said Sally has cum stains on her tartan. That's not what she. Wouldn't it be great if that's what she wrote? Ah, I love this thing. It's washable. Got the cum stains off. From what? From what? Whoring around. It's a holiday season. Let me whore around if I want to. I'm Sally from New York. You asshole. Oh, look at those. They got all. Anyway, this. This is why I love the Vermont Country Store catalog. And I don't know if Busy Phillips feels the same way as me. But you go through it and you see things that you remember from when you were like, there's this light up Christmas outfit with a classic Santa Claus pin. Pull the dangling bell and Santa's nose glows brightly and stays lit for approximately 30 seconds. I remember this thing. This little pin where his nose glows. I think my grandmother had it.
Yeah.
And I was fat, you know, when I was 3, I loved this shit. And there it is. Now it's 1995. I mean, they got it. They find all this shit. I mean, Cabot and Orton and all of these motherfuckers.
They mark it up. They are.
Well, whatever. I mean, they got to stay in the game. Well, you know, they got a couple of brick and mortars out there. I think they got to keep open. A covered. Think it's easy having a covered bridge?
Yeah, no, I'm saying they've earned the finder's fee. They dug up something from your childhood.
They dug up lemon up shampoo. Yeah. That's not easy, Alex.
Lemon up.
They got lemon up, you mean? Mm-hmm. And then they got a covered bridge they got to keep. You think the maintenance on a covered bridge is?
Pretty steep.
Pretty steep. and they got a quality all the old lady. Here's lemon up. Here it is. No sooner did I say it. Gee, your hair smells terrific. Mm-hmm. This was the shit from the 70s. Gee, your hair smell. This is back when, you know, there was no Paul Mitchell's or there was no Sephora.
Mm-mm.
You got your shampoo. You just shampooed it up and get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
You know, there was no, nobody was cute. Look at the, I say it all the time. Look at the album cover of any album from the 70s. Look at the band Kansas. You think they had Paul Mitchell? You think the tambourine player from Jethro Tull? You ever see these people?
Yeah.
They were barely holding it together. There's no Sephora for these people.
No.
Look at Carly Simon. You know, beautiful lady, thank God, genetically, but she wasn't getting any help, you know? She was washing her hair with, gee, your hair smells terrific. They got it. Lemon Up. How much do you think Lemon Up goes for? Shampoo and conditioner.
25 for the scent or for?
I think you get both.
You get both? $25.
$15.
All right.
$14.95.
I'm shooting a little high today. I'm very impressed by Vermont Country Store. They have not really grown with inflation.
No, that's the good thing about them. Eh? They're keeping it. They got a lot of old cozy.
Products, old
they
prices.
Got a lot of like cozy. Just pajamas. You guys know this. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. They are hanging on for, they are not going to let Raggedy Ann and Andy die.
Mm-hmm.
Raggedy Ann and Andy, for those of you guys, I know you old fucks know, But
for I know.
Raggedy Ann and Andy, the worst dolls. I mean, I guess they came out in the, they were made, I think, for like, you know, Depression era children out of just rags.
Yeah.
That's why they're called Raggedy Ann and Andy. Because I think somewhere along the way during the Depression, nobody had any money. And they just sewed together some rags to make these two dolls. He's Raggedy Andy, some sort of a gay, I think. He doesn't look right. I don't know if it's his sister. Is Anne? Is Raggedy Ann his sister or his wife? His beard. What is his girlfriend? Are they brother and sister?
I'm looking for their relationship.
Anyway, they will not let they have more Raggedy Ann and Andy shit here at the Vermont Country Store.
I'll tell you this, 1915 is when that's the what patent I'm saying. Was received.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, this shit has been around for hundreds of years. 1915, and they're still going.
Yeah.
Raggedy Ann and Andy. There's not a kid in the world, by today's kids I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Today's kids who have phones and iPads and they're able to watch any show at any time. I had to explain real TV to my daughter yesterday. We were in this hotel room and down in Huntington Beach. And she's like, we had just a hotel TV on. Disney Channel, whatever they had on. And she's like, I don't want this show. I want another show. I was like, well, you got this show.
This is all you got.
And I had to tell her, this is TV, bitch, all right? Okay, this is old-timey TV where you don't get to choose what time, what show. You have to watch whatever network told you to watch it. And you're lucky you have 12 of them to choose from right now instead of three.
Yep.
You have to watch Buddy Hackett eating hard-boiled eggs on Let's Beat the Clock because I did. Jessica from New Jersey. Everybody, let's calm down. I think we're getting a little crazy here.
Yeah.
Jessica from New Jersey loves the nightgowns. She bought a nightgown for her and her mom and her daughter for Christmas morning.
Three
generations of ugly nightgowns. My daughter was tickled to match her mom and her grandma. Oh, I'm sure she was. Tickled. Is that the word you want to use? Because I think mortified is the word you're looking for. The quality is amazing and the flannel is soft and warm and the lambs pattern is nostalgic and sweet. Thank you for making our Christmas morning a real delight. That's nice of Jessica from New Jersey. Sounds like they have a nice family over there. All right. Anything else you want? We could go all day. But anyway, I want to read more about Raggedy Ann and Andy. You know, they're doing better on their models, I'll say, this year. Got a couple of... Because I think they were throwing Cabot Norton and a couple of them actually into some of the modeling. Two of them can really do some modeling.
Yeah.
There's a couple of other ones that look a little slow.
Put a flannel on those brothers.
Yeah. They look good. But now they're getting like real guys to model and they could pull it off. I like, they got a lot of stuff for the man in your life. I know we have a large female listener base. So if you guys are looking for something for the men in your life, they got pretty good stuff to groom your men. English leather. Remember that?
Ooh.
The smell of English leather. Oh, my God. It'll take you back. Take you back to a time my dad would put it on. You know, he'd take it. For some reason, I don't know if people, and maybe you guys can attest to this as well. I feel like people are showering more than they used to.
Yeah, I think
Am I wrong in saying this?
No,
I think most people like shower every day, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think that was the case. And I'm not saying this, this is not, I'm not condemning those who grew up in the 60s and 70s and were like myself, but I just don't think you showered every day. Like I remember my father, and once again, great man, still going. And maybe that's because he showered, I believe, once a week.
No.
I'm telling you, it's different times, Alex.
Yeah.
People were not clean like they are now. And you showered. My father made a whole ordeal out of his shower. It was a big event. Folded up a towel, put it on. He was like he was at the fucking Four Seasons or something in Bronkonkoma. He'd fold up his towel, put it on the sink, get in, take his robe out. It was a big deal.
Nice.
Put on his English leather. It was an event.
Yeah.
Because I think it only happened like once a week. It's like you couldn't do this shit every day. But am I wrong in saying this or were people showering and bathing less?
I think you're right.
Thank you.
I think you are correct.
So much so that I'm going to give you an example of a commercial I remember that you would be unheard of these days. It used to be, it was a product that the Frangiola, not myself, but my grandfather and uncles and my father.
The Frangiolas before me.
The generation before. They loved a thing called Brill Cream. Brittle cream was okay. before the, you know, the 9 million hair products you have now, mm-hmm. you could choose from.
Yeah.
They had a thing called Brittle cream. And I remember the commercial going, you know, it basically just like this, just grease that you put in your hair
yeah.
to make it look neat. And I remember the commercial going, this guy was, his hair was a little, you know, it was all messed up. And he was like, oh no, I need another haircut. And I was like, your hair's not long. It's just messy or something.
Yeah.
You need Brittle cream. And the guy like puts Brittle cream in his hair and makes it look real nice. But it was you couldn't get it out. Once you put the Brittle cream in your hair, it was just a greasy mess.
Uh-huh.
But instead of a shower, mm-hmm. you would just use Brittle cream.
Yeah.
That's how you made your hair look nice. Mm-hmm. You just Brittle creamed it up and you were out the door.
You think Brittle cream's still around? Because I will tell you, it is.
It is?
They got a good website, too.
Do they really?
Yeah, they're growing with the times.
What is Brittle cream doing these days?
Brittle cream?
There's no way anybody could still be using Brittle. Like, how much does that cost?
I mean,
what do I get a tube of Brittle cream for? My father loved it. Didn't have any hair.
You can go straight to Amazon for your Brittle cream. Straight to Amazon.
Okay, what do they get you for a thing of Brittle cream? I'm going to guess $6.95 for a tube of Brittle cream. Get you out the door and make you look nice.
It's $5.97.
Ooh, I'm not far off.
But I do have a problem, or there is a problem. The product is often out of stock. It's a hot product.
Yeah, yeah. There's probably... anyway, you guys know the Royal Cologne. They got the Royal Cologne Collections, $49.95. That I highly recommend for the man in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Lime, Royal Lime. Ooh. That was a scent that, once again, we're going back to a time, hearkening back. A few weeks ago, I said, we have a bunch of old biddy listeners on this podcast. Why? Because all you talk about is, you think anyone 22 wants to listen to you talk about lime-scented colognes? Who the fuck wants to smell like a Royal Lime? They used every shaving cream. I'm taking you back, people, to a different time. You ever see a shaving cream now? Oh, my God.
It's
so nice. You can get 15 different... Sephora has 10,000 shaving lotions. And mm-hmm. It's not called shaving cream
butter.
Anymore. Don't you dare.
Yeah.
It's all... This was lime shaving cream. Just foamy, Gillette foamy.
Mm.
The New York Mets used to, at the end of every game in the 70s, the Mets would... This is when just it was... The TV was the worst. And, it was before commercialization of baseball, and the Mets would be on like regular TV, channel 9, and the Mets would be on WOR TV, channel 9, and the three guys in the booth were Ralph Kiner, Bob Murphy, and Lindsey Nelson.
All right.
And at the end of the game, the Mets were absolutely terrible in the 70s. This is a baseball team in New York, by the way. For those, maybe some people don't know. And anyway, they were a terrible team, terrible, terrible, terrible in the 70s. But they had to, at the end of every game, they would have a thing called Kiner's Corner, or Ralph Kiner would interview the player of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And Ralph Kiner, I believe, was drinking during the entire broadcast. So by the time it got to Kiner's Corner, he had had a few.
Yeah.
And then he would go on, today is a foamy famous face. And it was Gillette Foamy would sponsor whoever had the best game.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, the Mets were so fucking terrible that if you got a single, you were the foamy famous face. And they'd be like, and today's foamy famous face is Doug Flynn for his scorching single in the sixth inning. And that was Doug Flynn. You know, this is back when baseball players were 152 pounds, mm-hmm. 5'8". And, they could have a career making 52 grand a year. And he was a foamy famous face. And that's what, but that was lime scented shaving cream. And now they still have it at Vermont Country Store. They can get the Royal Cologne, Royal Musk, Royal Spice, Royal Lime, and Royal Yacht.
Ooh. Ooh,
you go out on a Saturday night, doused in Royal Yacht.
Ooh.
Oh, get me to that Formula One party. One of those high end, right? Is that Justin Bieber? Yes, it is. Who's this? It's Chris. Did you just get off a yacht? You'd think I did, but I didn't.
Nope.
It's just Royal Yacht. Where'd you get that? Fucking guy smells like a lime. What? What'd you say? I said, you smell like a lime. Oh, yeah? Well, it's because I spent $49.95 at Vermont Country Store. Wow! Let's be real. No matter how well you know someone, gift giving is never easy. But this year, I'm getting those on my list a gift they actually want with Quince. How'd I do with my reading there, Alex?
Good.
First of all, let me go off script and tell you how much I love Quince. I just got it yesterday. They sent me this quarter zip. You know the quarter zip that everybody wears, that quarter zip Mongolian cashmere sweater. Ooh. I absolutely love it, Alex. Oh my God, it's so comfortable. Let me tell you, get your husband's or whoever is in your life one of these, and I'll tell you, a lot of times you'll see on these websites, they'll show and how to style it, okay? I'm going to tell you how to style it. You get the Quince quarter zip, okay? You put either a leather jacket over it or even a denim jacket over it, okay? Little layers for out there, fall, winter. It's got to be fitted. Everything's got to be fitted. Got to look good. Don't get anything too big, okay? I went with the large. Fits me pretty well. I'm a 6'1" model-like features person. Mm-hmm. If your husband's that, get him the large. If not, get him the extra large. If he's smaller, then you get the idea. But it's fantastic stuff. Alex went with the, what'd you get?
I went with the performance tech shorts. I've been playing tennis in their new shorts.
This guy's
shorts out
on the tennis courts looking amazing, and it's all because of Quince. Quince creates timeless essentials that never go out of style. You have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the cold weather must-haves, like what I just mentioned, and Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $59, suede bomber jackets, and organic cotton sweaters. The best part is all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's why I'm giving my nearest and dearest the gift of Quince cashmere this year. This thing feels great, Alex. I was wearing it around the house yesterday with no shirt underneath.
Oh,
yeah, it felt
man.
Real good on my body.
What color did you get?
Like a gray. Oh. That once again, I think you should go with that one. Mm-hmm. It goes with everything. Yeah. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. Make giving, gift giving, giving better this year with Quince. Go to quince.com. That is quince.com/cover, COVR, for free shipping and 365-day returns on your order. That's quince.com/cover to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Thank you, Quince, for making me look great and all of my listeners look great. All right. How much? Oh, they got the peanuts. The peanuts are back in a big way. You know, they made a deal. They sold their soul to the devil for the peanuts, mm-hmm. and they're really going hard on peanuts. And then, of course, they got a lot of stuff for the kids. Who doesn't love Chinese checkers? Do these people even have children? The Ortons have children and know what kids want these days? Think kids want Chinese checkers?
They can't.
You out of your mind? And on and on and on. They got old-timey ornaments, and we love it. We just love it. I mean, nothing will relax you quite like. I still haven't gotten it. I don't know why. All my life, I just wanted these liquor bottle
chocolates.
The liquor bottle chocolates. And I see them. They got them. You want to hear the liquors they got?
Mm-hmm.
They don't do any new ones. It's like all Jim Beam, Cointreau, Galliano, Remy Martin, Canadian Club. All, you know, you just bite into the bottle.
Yeah.
You eat it up. $24.95. For 16 chocolates, 16 different things. All right, there you go. What else can we talk
about?
That's
not bad at all.
No, $16.95 is a fun to give it to your friends.
You get a little drunk, too.
Yeah, everybody's having fun. And then, of course, fruitcakes and on and on and on. My throat is shot, so... and we're going to do short ones this week because mm-hmm. we got to go. You guys are all off work, right? I mean, nobody's working this week. It's over.
Yeah, we're circling back this week.
We're circling back, you know, mm-hmm. so... and this is what, Tuesdays?
This will be Tuesday.
I mean, I'm speaking for everybody now. I'm speaking for all of us, all the listeners, people of the world. I'm speaking for all. We are all over this Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift shit, right?
I mean, it is gone. Over it or
over
all
it.
Over it? Like we're,
no,
we're
over
done
it.
With it.
Like we're done with it.
Yeah.
Like it is gone.
Too
we
long.
We are gone into Crazyville. Like I read a story the other day. It was something. Like he went, she's in Brazil, I think. She's uh-huh. performing in Brazil and she had to cancel some shows because of like brutal heat. Like a fan died in the crowd from the heat. And then I saw something today, just now, she throws a water bottle to a fan who's dying of the heat. you know, she just tosses like a water bottle into like a, she's not like giving it to like a, any particular fan. Yeah.
Just throws
and
it
there's
at
a, and then I saw something. Taylor Swift seems to struggle for breath during her song. I'm like, yeah, it's 120. Like, cancel the shows. Just go back in a couple of months. Mm-hmm. So whatever. But she's forging on with the. And is it Argentina? Where is she? Is it Brazil? I think it's Brazil. But anyway, and then I see like I literally got like an alert on my phone. Like Travis Kelce has just landed. His plane has just landed in Brazil and he's heading to the show. I was like, oh, what? This is not a fucking president or, you know, something like that.
No.
This is like Crazyville.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, God bless them both. I got nothing against either one of these people, but what are we doing here? I mean, who gives a fuck? But, you know, we're all, everybody just likes this dumb shit, right? Everybody likes dumb shit.
Yep. So, and real quick, it was indeed Brazil. They were in Brazil.
It was Brazil. Yeah. Yeah. So, and I think she did cancel one of the shows. And then, you know, I mean, we're talking about Travis Kelce and they got a big game tonight, Monday Night Football Eagles. I mean, we're taping us on Monday.
Yeah.
Oh shit. I just let the cat out of the bag. So there's a big game tonight. The Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs, which are two good teams going at it. I don't know if she'll be there. Well, she wouldn't be because she's performing in Brazil.
Yeah, she's
zombie deer disease is going on.
Ooh.
Yeah. Zombie deer disease. They may also be a risk to people despite ongoing efforts to curtail its spread in the U.S. and abroad. The lethal chronic wasting disease remains a threat with no vaccine or cure. And we're going to sit here talking about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift when zombie deer disease is knocking at our door?
Mm-hmm. Ravaging.
You know, the only thing that'll stop this is because there's no Royale Lime, cologne.
Brill cream? Brill cream.
Put some Brill. They're going to get you. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I don't know what the hell's going on here. Travis Kelce reveals intimate details about how he actually connected with Taylor Swift. She'll hate me for saying this. That's what every gal wants. They want you to go and tell her intimate details about their lives on a podcast with your brother. Whatever they do. I don't know. God bless them. Okay. What else can we tell? There's just craziness going on. There's a gang of violent monkeys killed a 10-year-old boy in India.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, I know. That headline went a little south. I didn't expect it to go that way. I just saw monkeys jumping up and down. I said, this must be a fun story.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, this is what I say about America. And didn't we start this episode with Thank You, India?
Mm-hmm.
No, Thank You, India. Not with crazy monkeys. No. I don't want that. And I feel bad for this 10-year-old boy, but I mean, you know, say what you want about America. And, you know, I know we have listeners all over the world, Australia, Canada. Thank you. Ireland, we're big. Thank all of you guys.
Yeah.
Here's what you don't have to worry. I don't know how well we do in India, but I don't want it. I don't want it. Okay. For a few people who got monkeys that can't control themselves. I don't want that type of audience. I don't want to be having to go to India one day and do shows because I'm so popular over there and get attacked by monkeys.
Mm-mm.
I don't need this, Alex. No. So that's, you know, for all our faults here in America. And there's, you know, quite a few, depending upon what side of the aisle you're on. You think this is a wrong, that's wrong, everything's wrong. Yeah, I tell you what we don't have. Crazed monkeys.
Yep.
Not yet, at least.
No.
We got deer disease, but not crazed monkeys. So these are the things we should be concerning ourselves with. We're more concerned with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
This was an interesting story. Carissa Thompson, she is one of those sideline reporters. You've known her. She's been on a million things. She's been around forever. She works for ESPN or Fox Sports or whatever. She does Thursday Night Football. She's pretty big. She's like one of the big ones. Anyway, I guess she was on a podcast recently, and she said that she sometimes, as a sideline reporter, would make up stories about the teams because she couldn't get the interviews. Like, during the game, a lot of times the coach of the team does not want to come out and talk to press because he's got to be coaching his team. You know, he's got to be, whether at halftime, he's got to be in there giving them a pep talk, whatever. So he wouldn't come out and talk to them. But she would say things like, I just talked to the coach, and he said in the second quarter in the second half or whatever. They have to, you know, get work on the defense. They got to move the ball, quit more. The same bullshit they all say. And she goes, yeah. Sometimes I didn't actually talk to the coach, yeah. But I would make it up.
But we all know what they need. Yeah.
And people were furious about this. They were, you know, some other, basically what happened was another female journalist who I guess she was saying you can't say things like that, especially as female sports supporters. We're already, people don't want us there, you know, we already have that. I mean, it's much better than it used to be, but man, remember the old days where people were like, we are this got this female reporter in the locker room and we don't want. But now, so they, she's saying, I think you're putting us a few steps back by saying you're making shit up as a female sports reporter. Mm-hmm. But we all kind of, we don't need to know that you actually talk to the coach. Yeah. We got it. So she was, I think she kind of backtracked a little bit on it. She was like, no, I was just trying to be funny on a podcast. Aren't we all, sweetheart? there you go. Ozempic. Everybody's on Ozempic.
Their faces are drooping.
I know.
They're sagging.
Yeah, Ozempic face. They're getting Ozempic face. But apparently this Sharon Osbourne, she's always on something, and she's gaunt. She's lost, she's under 100 pounds from using Ozempic, Sharon Osbourne. Now, Sharon Osbourne's got to be in her 70s, right? I mean, does anyone at this point, I'm not saying anything bad about it, but does anyone care what Sharon Osbourne, like, we all
how
know.
How skinny she is?
Yeah, we know what Sharon Osbourne looks like. We're like, no matter how much Ozempic Sharon Osbourne is taking, she's not going to be 22 again. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying that's the ideal beauty, but you know, like, why would Sharon Osbourne be on Ozempic?
Yeah.
Like, you're Sharon Osbourne. We all like you or don't like you for whatever reasons. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be going down to 94 pounds.
Yeah.
So on Ozempic, if you're Sharon Osbourne. Mm-hmm. But yeah, now people are suffering. They're spending 10 grand to get their faces lifted back up because they have, I mean, we got real problems in this world. There's monkeys.
Yeah.
Killing people. Mm-hmm. And people got Ozempic face. There's deer disease. You want me to go on, Alex?
Yeah. What else we got?
I don't know. There's something going on in Israel, I heard. Are you familiar with this
what's
guy?
What's going on in Israel?
Alex, don't even get me started.
Okay.
Mr. Beast. You know this guy, Mr. Beast?
I do know Mr. Beast. Did you know Mr. Beast has chocolate at 7-Eleven now? It's on the counter.
Is it really?
He's a YouTuber with his own.
Well, he's like the biggest YouTuber in the world.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And finally I kept seeing this, and I don't, you know, I'm a little late to the game on a lot of these YouTube guys. So I'm like, what the fuck is Mr. Beast? Because he's the number one person on YouTube. So he must make trillions of dollars. And he just does like stunts from what I'm gathering. You know, he like cured blind people, some weird shit. Like he paid for, and then I saw him stacking buses on top of each other. Anyway, he just did a thing where he buried himself. Mm-hmm. He got into a coffin and buried himself, and people were very
for a week,
and he triggered mental distress, particularly alarmed claustrophobic viewers. Mm-hmm. So people were up. The people who have claustrophobia watched it, and they were triggered. I didn't like that. I was expecting Alex to have some sort of, but he did. He didn't, care. He doesn't care about claustrophobia.
I'm greatly triggered by it.
Anyway,
as
well, there you go. We rattled off a couple of like news stories, and we're getting through it. I'm my throat is gone. I'm not well, but I'm forging on, and for that reason, we're going to give ourselves a bit of a break, mm-hmm. and we're going to, you know, give you a short one. Come out to see me live. The live shows in North Carolina were amazing. We're having so much fun. We're throwing it all at the wall to end 2023. The shows are better than we've ever been. Alex will be with me in Cleveland and Buffalo. I will be in Batavia next, Batavia, Illinois, at the Comedy Vault. Frangiola.fun has everything. We would love to see you and wish you and thank you all during this thankful week. For being, you know, coming out to see us. Mm-hmm. Don't make me like Paris Hilton, who walked into that F1 thing to nobody, okay? Yeah. That's why I'm not coming to Rochester, because I don't want to be Paris Hilton walking into four people. So we're excited about that. We have so much more to come on Thursday. Actually giving you a new episode on Thanksgiving. You guys can listen to it while you make your pies. Or whatever you guys do. Mm-hmm. It's a fun day. Thanksgiving, I think, in all, I think people just enjoy the day, right? Have a great, I feel like now's the time you guys are off. You're probably going to be heading out of work while you're listening to this episode Tuesday. And you're like, that's it. Not tomorrow, whether it be the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, it'd be a half day or not even. Fuck it. Not even bothering.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your Thanksgiving and enjoy it. Have fun. Like I said before, we love having you guys listen. This is the time of year we like to thank you for all you've done for us. You've given us a lifestyle that we don't have to have a real job at this point, and we appreciate it. So thank you. Because if I had to go back to a real job, I don't know what episode I was talking about. I don't know if it was this episode or the Patreon episode we just did, where I was in a mall yesterday and I was watching some obviously seasonal help. I think it was like the first day of seasonal help for many of these stores. And I was watching some of these people struggle through their, you know, first day of cash registering or whatever. And I, thanks to you guys, I do not have to be at a Macy's right now fumbling through a cash register. Then thank God for that. And I feel for those people who do, but I fortunately do not. I'm not saying it will not happen eventually in life. I just hope it. I hope it doesn't. I really do. I hope it doesn't. I hope that we can continue on with this podcast, so I do not have to. I'm ever gonna be Mr. Beast? No, I'm not gonna be Mr. Beast. But thanks to you guys. That's it. What else?
If you ever Alex? Get one of those gigs, can I use your discount?
You mean like a discount for like 10% off whatever you get at like Macy's,
Levi's? Or
I wonder what the discount is. Is it decent?
It's got to be good.
Yeah, I got some pretty. I'm actually thumbing through the Vermont Country Store still as we talk. Mm-hmm. You know they're big on the rocking chair pads. I mean, you know you're dealing with Vermont Country Store when you get to an entire like centerfold in their look. It's a fucking. You think they have like one or two rocking chair pads? Bullshit. No. They got a ton of rocking chair pads. And we'll finish with this, and then Alex will play something to get us out of here. I'm sure he's got something figured out. We will finish with a review of a rocking chair pad from Nance. Who better? To review a rocking chair pair than a gal named Nance.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we've read Nance's reviews before.
You know what, she Alex? Don't you dare say that, because here it goes again. Nance from Florida, and this is what she says about her rocking chair pad. Mm-hmm. These are the best chair cushions I've ever bought. I don't know how many chair cushions Nance has bought, but these are the best.
She's bought a lot.
I never bought a chair. No, you know what? I have. I'm lying. I have bought a chair cushion because I had a birthday party in the backyard. I had to put some cushions on some benches. So I did. I'm probably more like Nance. I'm probably more similar, you know, than we are different.
Yeah.
They are very well made, reversible, and washable. I think washable is a big thing for people these days. People love washable.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We have that other gal liked her washable skirt. Yeah, we talked about it. And then we, you know why Nance likes these? Because she gets jizz on her. What? Why did you do it again? Oh, you can't do. You did it twice now.
You're a lot of.
They're so comfy. Nance says these are comfy, and they do look comfy. But who has a big old rocking, like ugly rocking chair in their house?
Yeah,
I know many of you do. And listen, if you do, God bless you. I've seen the pictures, and that's fine. That's nice. It looks nice. If you're one of those people, and you have no style whatsoever. It's fine. It's fine. You know, if you go to one of some of these smaller airports, you walk through, they got rocking chairs in them. The airport, you can just sit there and rock and watch planes take off.
Yeah.
That's fun. Anyways, it puts you, once again, it puts you like in a nice mood, puts you in a nice, guaranteed to never flatten. They never flatten these pads. That's not from Nance. That's just from me.
That's a guarantee.
I guarantee. Orton and Cabot guarantee they never flatten.
They guarantee it.
You know, it's expensive Christmas wreaths.
Yeah.
Wreaths. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're expensive. Because I got to get a couple. We got a big house now, and I got to wreath up several portions, several wings of the house.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like the fucking White House in here by the time I'm finished. It's fun. You know, the White House every year, they got to doll it up.
Yeah.
Remember, it was Melania always, they made her do it.
Yeah.
And like she gave a shit. Remember, didn't she say something about that one time?
I had it on our
That's pet. Right, we had it.
Who gives a fuck about Christmas?
Fuck about Christmas. which was, I mean, she spoke for everybody at that point. Like, nobody liked Melania. We all loved Melania more than ever than when she said, who gives a fuck about Christmas? Yeah. But anyway, now they got to go doll the whole place up.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think they got nice wreaths here at the Pomona Country. I think they're real. Is it real pine? Anyway, it's $50. $60, excuse me. $50 to $95. Mm-hmm. All right, what do we got to get out of here?
All
right,
you gals with your washable skirts and your dirty out. Gals from the Vermont Country Store.
We love you. We love you. You know that.
Yeah, lips like sugar. You just went
Echo
to see
and the
them.
Bunny Man. I saw them yesterday. Oh my God, it was so much fun down there at the Darker Waves Festival. And these guys are amazing. Love them. He was a little under the weather, Ian McCullough. Yeah. He was under the weather. Oh, it's such a good song. Turn it up. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We'll be back on Thursday for a little more fun. Thank you. Bye-bye.
She floats like a swan. Grace on the water. Lips like sugar. Lips like sugar. Just when you think you've caught her, she glides across the water. She calls.